What we saw socialism is storming back, declares The Economist magazine. It points out that 51% of millennials in the US, aged 18 to 29, have a positive view of socialism. In the same breath, The Economist claims that inequality is not continuing to rise. That's news to the millions at the wrong end of rising inequality. Its conclusion is that it would be politically dangerous to claim that socialism is the answer to capitalism's problems. Instead, its answer is to call on liberals to oppose socialism, without saying in what ways they can answer capitalism's problems. Because they can't. Because they have no answers. Capitalism must go, and socialism is the answer. Also scared about the rise of socialist ideas is the right-wing Taxpayers Alliance, widely believed to be a Tory front organization. They have launched a Stand Against Socialism campaign to make the case for a pro-enterprise economy. Will it include previous proposals put forward by the Alliance? Tory MP and Alliance organizer Philip Davies' idea is that disabled workers should receive less than the minimum wage. Their research director called on the Conservatives to cut older people's benefits sooner rather than later. Because many of them would not be around, or would have forgotten who was responsible, by next election. Let's keep the Taxpayers Alliance frightened by fighting for a socialist economy under democratic workers' control that meets the needs of all, and not the profits of the rich.